KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Well, let's recap some of those final numbers for you, at least the Saturday numbers at the State Track and Field Championships in Des Moines. First, let's check the team final standings. Lisbon won the boys' Class 1A team title with 52 points. Jessup, the runner-up, with 40. Audubon had a pretty good run through the weekend, as we'll detail here in the individual results. They placed third overall with 38 points in that meet. Also in the boys' Class 2A was West Burlington Notre Dame winning with 79 points. Monticello was the runner-up. Trainer, a top 10 finish, as they had 18 points on the weekend. Class 3A, it was Pella winning the team title with 62 points, six better than Vinton Shelsberg, who was the runner-up. Glenwood had 21st, Atlantic 23rd overall. 4A, Cedar Rapids Prairie won the team title. On the girls' side, West Hancock captures the 1A team title as they had 50 points, as that was better than Sioux Central, who had 44 for second place. East Mills placing sixth, Guthrie Center seventh, Sydney was eighth in that weekend meet. Also in the Class 2A girls, it was Western Dubuque winning with 50 points. Union with 43 was the runner-up. Class 3A, Assumption was the champ, with Pella finishing second. Assumption totaled up 126 points. Glenwood placing sixth overall in that meet. 4A, it was Waukee winning the state championship. Also checking some of those individual titles from Saturday, some of the place of the medal winners from Saturday. In the finals, girls sprint medley relay, Guthrie Center was third in 1A, Sydney fifth in the girls 800-meter finals. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills, the runner-up in 1A. Cheyenne Spohr of IKM Manning was seventh, and Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley placing eighth. In 2A, Noel James of Trainer was eighth, and Ellie Mendlick of Denison was seventh in 3A. In the boys' 800-meter finals, in Class 1A, Kyle Dolacek of Mount Air won his third consecutive state title. Jared Corder of Nottoway Valley, the runner-up, Josh Haining of Nishnabotna, was fourth. In the girls' shuttle hurdle relay, in 1A, Fremont Mills placing fifth, and Logan Magnolia seventh. Glenwood was fifth in Class 3A. In the boys' shuttle hurdle relay, Audubon wins the Class 1A state championship, setting a school record, 59.22 seconds. Jake Mulford, Nolan Smith, Tyler Reboff, and Mitchell Nelson made up that squad that won the state title. Woodbine placing sixth. In Class 2A, Clarinda took the state title, while in Class 3A, Glenwood was the runner-up. In the girls' 100 meters, Lexi Larson of Sydney was sixth in 1A. Darby Thomas of Abe Lincoln was seventh in 4A. In the boys' 100, it was Chad Blank of Nishnabotna placing third in 1A. In 2A, Gage Clay of AHSTW places third overall. In the girls' 100-meter hurdles in 1A, Kylan Strait of Logan Magnolia placing third. Charissa Mogler of Bedford was fifth. Rachel Rummelhart of Guthrie Center sixth. And Anna Reedman of Logan Magnolia was eighth. Morgan Jonk of Panorama placed seventh in 2A. In the boys' 110 hurdles, Mitchell Nelson of Audubon won the state title in Class 1A. Nelson running 14.77 seconds. And that's good for a state championship medal. Nolan Smith of Audubon placing fourth with 15.22. And Woodbine's Clay Schmidt was fifth. In 2A, Justin Miller of Missouri Valley placing eighth. And in Class 3A, Grant Reed of Atlantic ran 15.08, good for eighth place in Class 3A. In the 200-meter events in Class 1A girls, Savannah Fuller of Guthrie Center placing second. Alexi Larson of Sydney was fifth. In the boys' 200 meters, it was Chad Blank of Nishnabotna second in 1A, with Glenn Bertelson of St. Albert eighth. In 2A, Gage Clay of AHSTW placing second. Marcus Klein of Harlan was eighth in 3A, and Sal Fedoni of Lewis Central was sixth in 4A. In the boys' 1,600 meters, Zach Ambrose of Boyer Valley placing fourth in 1A. Trey Castle of Trainer was seventh in 2A. Jackson Eden of Atlantic was sixth overall in Class 3A. He picked up a medal by running 4 minutes, 37.9 seconds. In the girls' 1,500 meters, Jeanette Schraft of East Mills placing second in 1A, with Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley eighth. Carly Larson of Underwood was sixth in Class 2A. In the 4x100-meter relay, Guthrie Center grabbed a third-place finish in Class 1A and 3A. It was Glenwood's seventh. In the boys' 4x100, Audubon placing fourth in Class 1A and Clarinda sixth in 2A. In the 4x400-meter relay, on the girls' side in Class 1A, Sydney placing sixth. In the boys' 4x400-meter relay, St. Albert was fourth in 1A. Clarinda was seventh in 2A. Glenwood placing sixth in 3A. And Lewis Central was third overall in the Class 4A race. Also over the weekend, girls' regional team tennis results in Class 1A saw Creston beat Shenandoah 5-4. Ballard beat Glenwood 5-0. Also in Class 1A action, it was Lamar is beating Spirit Lake Okoboji 5-3. The Waterloo-Columbus-Kemper Catholic match was postponed. They'll play that this afternoon instead. Also in 2A, Boone beat Abraham Lincoln 5-0. West Des Moines Valley over Lewis Central 5-0. Well, with today being the first day for competition being allowed for boys baseball, here's a look at the preseason Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association boys baseball rankings for the season. In Class 4A, Southeast Polk starts the year ranked number one. Iowa City West and Cedar Rapids Jefferson are 2 and 3. Lewis Central is in the top 10 at number 7. In Class 3A, Pella is top rated, with Harlan number 2 to start the season. Waverly Shellrock rated 3rd. Creston also is among those who didn't make the top 10 but did garner some votes. In 2A, Clear Lake is number 1, followed by Hinton and Wilton. Trainer is ranked 4th in the preseason rankings. Kemper Catholic also received votes but didn't make the top 10. And in Class 1A, Newman Catholic is the number 1 ranked team, with Coon Rapids Bayard ranked 2nd. North Lynn is rated 3rd. No other area teams made the top 10, although Exira EHK and Glidden Ralston both received votes for the top 10. In Major League Baseball, Zach Greinke threw 8 strong innings and Paul Goldschmidt drove in a pair of runs to lead the Arizona Diamondbacks to a 7-2 win over the St. Louis Cardinals on Sunday. Michael Bourne added 3 hits for Arizona, which has won 4 of 6. The Diamondbacks won a series in St. Louis for the first time since April of 2003. Brandon Moss homered for the Cardinals, who fell to 3-3 on their 9-game homestand. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Milwaukee 3-1, Washington over Miami 8-2, Philadelphia beat Atlanta 5-0, the Dodgers over the Padres in 17 innings 9-5, San Francisco edging Chicago 1-0, Colorado at Pittsburgh was rained out. Todd Frazier tied for the AL lead with his 13th home run. Melky Cabrera drove in 2 runs, and the White Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 3-2 Sunday to avoid getting swept for the first time this season. Carlos Rodon allowed 2 runs and pitched into the 7th inning for his first victory since April 13th. Lorenzo Cain and Paulo Orlando had 2 hits each for the World Series champions, who had won 6 of their previous 8. Elsewhere in the AL, it was Detroit over Tampa Bay 9-4. Boston beat Cleveland 5-2. Toronto over Minnesota 3-1. Texas beat Houston 9-2. The Angels over Baltimore 10-2. Yankees beat Oakland 5-4. In interleague play, it was Seattle edging Cincinnati by a 5-4 final. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder are up 2-1 in the NBA's Western Conference Finals following a blowout win over the Golden State Warriors. Kevin Durant poured in 33 points and Russell Westbrook added 30 as the Thunder crushed the Warriors 133-105. Westbrook also provided 12 assists and 8 rebounds for Oklahoma City as they held the Warriors under 35% shooting while taking a 72-47 lead. Game 4 is set for Tuesday in Oklahoma City. The Tampa Bay Lightning had an answer for everything while getting within 1 victory of their second consecutive trip to the Stanley Cup Finals. The Lightning erased deficits of 2-0 and 3-2 before they beat the Penguins 4-3 in Pittsburgh on Jason Garrison's goal 53 seconds into overtime. Garrison's second overtime goal of the postseason puts Tampa Bay ahead 3-2 in the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals. The Lightning can wrap up the series at home on Tuesday. In golf, Sergio Garcia ended a 4-year winless drought on the PGA Tour when he beat Brooks Koepka in a playoff at the Byron Nelson Classic. Garcia parred the first extra hole while Koepka had a double bogey. That was the 9th Tour win for Garcia. That ties him with the late Seve Ballesteros for the most by a Spaniard. Rory McIlroy has finally shaken off his struggles at the Irish Open as he shot a 3-under-69 to win that tournament that he hosts by 3 strokes. Bernard Langer closed with a 5-under-67 to complete an impressive 6-stroke victory over Olin Brown at the Tradition. That's the first major on the Champions Tour schedule. And James Hinchcliffe has continued his remarkable comeback by beating American Joseph Newgarden for the Indianapolis 500 pole. The Canadian driver earned his first IndyCar pole with a 4-lap average of 230.76 miles per hour a year after a life-threatening leg injury forced him out of the race. Newgarden will start 2nd in the May 29th race after he averaged 230.7 miles an hour. That was the 4th closest differential between 1st and 2nd in Indy's 100-year history. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.